it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time. Send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call Next Wave Funding. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a high approval rate for existing businesses and cash for many purposes. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-8130. That's 1-800-432-8130. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $500,000 with no app or upfront fees. Funding based on your business, not your credit score. Plus, approvals in 2 hours and funds in 24 to 72 hours. Call Next Wave Funding today at 1-800-432-8130. That's 1-800-432-8130. This is by far the easiest and best funding available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-8130.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 401 for the Score Update Studio.
As far as staying focused, we're going to do a good job of doing that. We know we have to take it one day at a time, and Joe's going to be a great leader when it comes to that as well. So we'll police each other in here as far as the guys that we have on the team, but Joe's going to set the tone.
New cover Jason Hayward following manager Joe Maddon's lead, but the reality is everyone knows what's expected from the Cubs. After a trip to last year's National League Championship Series, the team continued to upgrade the roster this offseason with additions like Hayward. Cubs looking to make their first World Series appearance since 1945. Terry was six. Off the field, Republican presidential candidate. How old were you back then?
21.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Mm-hmm. I was well aware of the 45 World Series.
Yeah, math has never really been my thing. What was it like? Hank Greenberg and the Tigers, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It didn't go well, you know, Zach. Yeah. If you recall. You don't recall, but it didn't go well.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, off the field, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump firing away at the Ricketts family on Twitter, tweeting, quote, this is not a joke, quote, I hear the Ricketts family, who own the Chicago Cubs, are secretly spending dollars against me. They better be careful. They have a lot to hide, unquote. He didn't actually write dollars. He typed in the dollar sign.
And he misspelled Ricketts.
Which is a natural mistake.
Well, okay. It's just, I'm pointing it out.
Yeah. One T?
Yes.
Yeah. The Ricketts family is not commenting, at least the version in regards to the Cubs.
There's not much you can say. You
know, Zach, I don't know if you subscribe to this, but the Chicago Tribune at 4 o'clock every day puts out, and there's an email that they'll send you to subscribers, what they call the Evening Edition, and it's a virtual paper. They don't actually print it, but it looks like the old-fashioned printed Evening Editions that used to come out, and it's on their front page. This is their top story right now, Trump to Ricketts, better be careful.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are talking about the Republican frontrunner.
Mm-hmm.
So when he talks, it's news.
Oh, I know. They've got a picture of him at one of his rallies, and it's the Republican frontrunner took to Twitter to denounce a super PAC opposing his campaign, primarily funded by Marlene Ricketts, whose family owns the Cubs.
Hmm. Wow.
By the way, last week, Trump was asked what his favorite item at McDonald's is. Apparently, he's a big fast food guy.
Wait, I thought he said his doctor said he would be the healthiest presidential candidate of all time.
Hey, you're a disgrace.
I know I am.
What he's saying is, apparently he likes McDonald's. People do. I do too.
I love McDonald's.
Yes, and he was asked what his favorite thing to get at McDonald's is, and without skipping a beat, he said, quote, the fish delight.
The what?
I've never had the fish delight.
That's not McDonald's.
The fish delight. Is there, I don't think there's another fast food outlet.
Are you speaking in code to us, Zach?
Well, he likes to.
I believe McDonald's has the filet-o-fish, right? Is that
filet-o-fish.
Right, yeah. There is filet-o-fish. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And how many times in your life, just driving around, so you were getting a craving for fast food, did you say to yourself, I really need a fried fish sandwich?
I like a good fried fish sandwich.
My answer would be never, but I know it would be something else.
Not with cheese on it. There is, however, a quick internet search reveals that there is a fast food chain in Georgia called Supreme Fish Delight. And they are fish sandwiches. This one is tomato, lettuce, and cheese. You can get a fish sandwich, you can get a supreme, you can get catfish, croaker, tilapia, or trout. Now, croaker would be drum, and what they call trout is also like a speckled trout or weakfish, which is also a member of the drum family, not to be confused with actual freshwater trout.
Thank you.
There you have it.
I did not want to be confused.
Yeah, we don't want to be the last thing we want.
Your culinary ichthyological tour through America South. I had to learn all this the hard way, because when people were saying, what's that? It's trout. I'm like, this isn't trout.
Well, that's what we call trout down here. That's just some trout. Want some croaker? Want to try some croaker?
And so I had to learn so I knew what I was eating.
Yeah. From what I understand, cod makes the best fried fish.
That's correct.
It can. It depends on how. For the like beer battered fish and chips, yes. Oh, yeah. However, cod is extremely overfished, so
yep.
A lot of places will serve hake, whiting, or haddock. Other members.
Everything is being fished out, Zach.
Not everything. What's happening is that. But they're being replaced by new species. But as the waters are warming, there you should reach out and see what your local fishmonger may have, because there are new supplies of fish that weren't otherwise thought as sustainable food fish, such as rockfish and others.
No.
Don't go back to rockfish. No. But you should just keep an open mind. I know your Hawaiian fish, your Hawaiian ecosystem's in deep trouble.
I got nothing there. That's true. I got nothing.
Your Ono and Opakapaka and all that stuff.
Go on.
Your Mahi, yeah.
Mahi, I think, is all right for now.
Boy, you are our residential fishmonger. I like it.
I like fish. I like catching it. I like eating it. And I find stories about fish interesting. So I read them.
White Sox have signed 37-year-old infielder Jimmy Rollins
to a fish in my fishbowl have fins.
The fish in every fishbowl have fins, Jerry.
No, not in everybody's.
He meant these prominent dorsal fins.
Oh.
By the way, the Bears are a couple of days away from looking for their modern-day Mr. Goodbar, just in case you wanted to know. Anyway, the White Sox have signed 37-year-old infielder Jimmy Rollins to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. Rollins was the National League MVP, you guys will remember, way back in 2007. He's not the same player he was back then. He hit .224 last year for the Dodgers. Both the Bulls and Blackhawks are off. The Bulls host Washington on Wednesday, while the Hawks are home against Nashville on Thursday. And football, we talked a little bit about this earlier, but an interesting suggestion by Peter King of the MMQB.com. He's calling for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to give the Patriots back the draft picks he took away for the Deflategate scandal. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin Auto Show sales event going on now. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs starting this season. Every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
and Bernstein.
Everything is terrible.
Chicago Sports Radio yes. 670. The Score.
You know, it's happened again. I hadn't thought about it all day, and now I am actually hungry for a fried fish sandwich.
God.
No, I actually hadn't thought about it, but now I'm thinking about it, and I'm kind of hungry. I only had like a little fruit salad for lunch, and now maybe I got to go somewhere and get like a big catfish po' boy with a nice spicy aioli on it. Mmm. That sounds really good right now. Gosh, darn it. It always happens. You put something in my head like that, and then I start looking at pictures.
I didn't put it in your head. Zach put it in your head.
Zach made me hungry for a lovely fish
Zach
sandwich.
Zach made me hungry
and
for
I,
more.
And I don't even have to worry about the Lenten specials. I don't have to give anything up for Lent.
Yeah, my guy. More of Zach.
Yeah, and if Zach is selling you fast food, like if he's doing the read, you'll want it. No matter what he's selling, he makes you want it because that guy knows how to describe his fast food. Southside Big D is out today. He's on the Score.
Hey, Terry, Burnsy, gentlemen, what's going on?
D.
What's happening, my friend?
Nothing much. Headed down I-57 on home, my friend. Hey, I was just listening to Zach. So we signed J-Roll, the White Sox, to a minor league deal. And I know we got Brent Lowry. You don't think that signing gives that position some leadership skills? And I know J-Roll is not the same player he was, you know, with the Phillies winning World Series back in, what was that, 07 or something like that?
A long, long time ago. I mean, I just it's that these are very, very White Sox signings. Yeah. But I don't like signings where they talk about clubhouse value. I want to know how a guy helps with his glove or his bat or his feet, not his head or his mouth.
Yeah, I don't think suddenly. I don't think the White Sox clubhouse really lacks for leaders. If that's what you're looking for, if that's what floats your baseball boat, I don't think they lack. You know, maybe in the past they lacked a little bit, but I don't think they do now. I mean, whether you like them as leaders or whatever they become to describe as, I mean, you have guys in there who have been around, enjoy talking, and get the whole process. So I don't think they're hurting for that. I mean, that if he could play a little bit, that'd be great.
Yeah, talking a lot doesn't mean you're a good leader, though. They do have a lot of guys who like to talk. But I don't...
I think that determines itself.
I think it does.
Like Kabila said, you could talk all you want, it doesn't mean you're a leader.
And feel free to be optimistic about it and hope that maybe there's a little bit of lightning left in Jimmy Rollins, but we saw too much.
Yeah, you could.
We saw too much to really think that that's...
Yeah, that was a bad Dodger thing, man. That was, you know, when they made the decision to kind of lose him for a while, they played better. I mean, just if you look it up, I believe they did. It strikes me that when he sort of disappeared, that they started to play better, and they needed to.
A little breaking news here. This is ProFootballTalk.com quoting a radio guy out of Dallas.
A radio guy, then you know
105.3 The Fan, who says, sources tell me Dallas has decided not to retain Greg Hardy.
Well, there's no doubt.
Who was paid $8.8 million last year on an incentive-laden plan that netted the Cowboys just 6 sacks. Still, his on-the-field performance isn't the top issue. Hardy's behavior and even his attendance was a bit too erratic for his Valley Ranch bosses, who feel like they offered him new life after his domestic violence case forced him away from Carolina.
And he spit on him. He basically did exactly that. And this has been no doubt this was going to happen. He was late for everything. And he did have some sacks early on when joining him, if you recall, when he ran into the early trouble of the pictures being released. I think at that period, he had 4 sacks already. But the minute he stopped sacking the quarterback, which was very early on in the process, and then was still late for meetings and everything else that had to do with the team, he was done then.
Meanwhile, Randy Gregory is in trouble, too, because he had the positive drug test before the draft,
and he
slipped to 60th overall. The Cowboys took him there, and then just yesterday, Stephen Jones of the Cowboys said about Randy Gregory now receiving a 4-game substance abuse NFL drug suspension. This is a disappointment. We've been clear with Randy about what his responsibilities are and what's expected of him. This is something he's going to have to work through and correct. You know, this would fly in the face of my draft theory of always take the pot guy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say this is necessarily pot. We don't know that. But
that's what it was.
It was the initial one was.
Yeah.
But for him to get suspended... Doesn't that mean he's failed three more tests? I think that's how it works. I think you need to fail it. Once you're in the program, first one is you're in the program, and then you get three more strikes before game rip.
That sounds right.
So they've got some issues then.
Well, they do. I mean, there's no doubt they do. And again, it goes back to that you had to be what you thought were the smartest people on the block making those moves. We'll take him. We'll take him. Yeah, we'll take him. Greg Hardy? Sure. He'll be fine here. I mean, they went through all that storm of the mayor and everybody else in that town screaming at him. They don't care. It's a $3 billion. What do they care? They don't care. And pay attention to that. They took Randy Gregory. I mean, sometimes you're right. Sometimes you got a guy you like and you say, I don't care. I don't believe he's that kind of guy. And you go ahead and you do it. But believe me, if Greg Hardy could play, he'd still be a Cowboy. And Randy Gregory, I don't know about.
I don't know either.
But it's you know, they are the ones that
are pushing hard
because they know that the clock was running on Romo.
Remember a guy, Dale Hansen, too,
who was all over another
Dallas voice who's angry. Never been shy about weighing in on this stuff.
Yep. Angry.
Yeah, and Randy Gregory, nobody questioned, because he, by midseason, he was a top five pick. And then it wasn't just the positive test at the combine, it was the interviews. It was more than, the positive test, obviously, it was probably the biggest thing. But then teams all got just terrified of him. This was across the board. Everybody who I don't know if he was late for stuff. I don't know what people were finding out. But it was one thing after another and down, 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 down.
Well, it depends on your, as a team, your where what you can tolerate and what you can't. I mean, I think the Cowboys' toleration of a lot of this stuff is pretty high. I think they allow a lot of crap to go on that I don't think in general does your team any good. I don't think you need favorite sons on a team that struggles to get past 8-8. I don't know why you think that's a good idea. And last year they're a lot worse because Romo was gone, but you know, the clock is ticking on Romo. About done, isn't he?
Yeah, he's what, 30? Is he 36?
37, I thought. 30,
yeah, we saw him at the Super Bowl. He's at that age where it can go either way on you.
Yeah, I mean, I think and I understand the desperation. That doesn't mean you have to act on it. I mean, I just, you know, but again, you know, other than our guy Dale, I don't know how many other guys in that town are really tough on them.
And Romo's only 35.
Yeah, he's, you know what, though? The way he plays, it's important to him to be a little limber, a little guy who can get around and get out of your way and all the other stuff, and he's good at it. But say it lasts two more years. Within the next 2 years, are they going to win a Super Bowl?
No.
They did a lot of things.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Hoping to have some Bears talk between now and 6 o'clock. You're listening to The Score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. So how was your weekend and how's your workday going? I knew a very special group of people who would answer those questions with legendary and horribly. It's the folks who set sail on the SS Gronkowski. Now, we've been hearing about that cruise for months now, and it's one of the rare things that lived up to the hype. Gronk up on stage, shirtless, dancing with sunglasses to some exhausting club techno DJ music. Typically, in that situation, you're with a bunch of people that you don't know and can't wait to get away from. Not on Gronk's boat. I guarantee the men and women alike wish they had Gronk's famous time machine so they could run that party back once again. The Pats didn't get to the Super Bowl, but it appears that we're getting a Summer of Gronk sequel. I'm Jim Rome.
The 33rd annual Chicago Golf Show starts this Friday, and you know what that means, free golf. Everyone gets a free round of golf, courtesy of Golf Visions, at the Chicago Golf Show, February 26th through the 28th, at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Get ready for the coming golf season with incredible bargains on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest clubs at our massive indoor driving range. Sharpen your game with a free lesson from an Illinois PGA friend. Pro. Plan your next vacation as you browse hundreds of fabulous golf travel destinations. Parents, bring your youngsters and introduce them to the game of a lifetime. And don't forget to check out the Daily Herald Golf Academy stage, where you'll see and hear the top teachers in the game give their insights on how to play better golf. It's the original, the biggest, the best, the Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to ChicagoGolfShow.com and get free golf.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to Income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, when you sort of think about it, and you're the one that, and maybe it goes with any sports team, but if you're running a football team, there are so many ways that they can bite you in the ass and just ruin whatever you think you've done, whatever you think you've built, whatever you think you're where you should be in the league. And I'm not saying that's an excuse for some of the really bad teams. I'm not saying that, because that's just bad. Jacksonville and that kind of, that's just bad.
Cleveland, right.
But yeah, Cleveland, yeah, they could use some help. I could run Cleveland better than those idiots run Cleveland, so come on. But, you know, you can get waylaid so with one bad decision. Just one decision, you say, you know,
usually,
I'm going to take a chance.
Usually it's at the quarterback position.
Yep. And I'm going to take a chance.
And that's why people were so dismayed with the Ray McDonald stuff with the Bears.
Yes, they were.
Because of exactly what you're saying. It's like, really? What? Why? You don't need this. Not this team, not at this time. Nope. And that's why the calculus just didn't seem to support for during a rebuild to bring in a guy that obviously troubled on multiple fronts.
Oh my God.
And you found out why in short order. But that was sort of what was behind. It's like, there's just no good reason. The negatives outweighed the positives so severely that it was very difficult to justify, yeah, this is the right thing for us right now, especially for the new regime and all of that. And it resolved itself, but not without a credibility hit and some embarrassment.
Yeah.
Kevin in Milwaukee, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
It's such a, you know, just a knucklehead move by Dallas. And I totally expect it from them. I mean, any time that I saw Hardy interviewed over the last year, you could tell this guy was trouble. Anyone with any intelligence could tell that this guy was just a bomb waiting to explode. And it's a Dallas move. I mean, I'm expecting them, you know, bold prediction. Next thing you know, we're gonna bring back Justin Blackmon. We're gonna try and get him reinstated. Try and get some receiver help. Let's bring Johnny Football back to the States.
That's not happening.
No, that's not going to happen. They're not going to do that.
No.
Nope. They're not going to do Johnny Football. Not Johnny Football. That, even that's out of the question for them.
That's a bridge too far for even them. RG3? Probably not.
Probably. But, well, we'll see. I mean, they have to have somebody in the pipeline. They have to have somebody that's going to take it over. But look, when you make those things, look, if you're the Bears, let's go back to Ray McDonald a second, and you're like, you think, you know, dude, I'm this one guy away here. If I had this guy, there's a chance we could win the Super Bowl. We would be, if I'm in that position, you pushed against the wall and you said, look, this guy could really help you, but we know he's just a complete asswipe. We know it. He's nothing but trouble, and we can keep our fingers crossed that he won't be in trouble while he's with one of us, but he could make the difference. We could make the Super Bowl. Then I'd say, then it'd be a tougher decision.
I get it then.
Yep, I absolutely get it. But what for that? What? For what? For what? I mean, don't, as an organization, don't paint yourself into some stupid corner over a guy that's not going to, you know, it's not going to make a difference on your team and the arc of your team.
So if, in fact, this report out of Dallas radio is true and that they have made their decision on Greg Hardy.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's been coming for days.
Okay,
yeah,
if it's true, does he play in the league this year?
Wow. Well, you know what I'd say, but I'm not one of those teams.
I'm not saying would you bring him in.
I would say that his on-field performance was so spotty after the first three or four games of the season, I would say no.
I will say yes.
And probably be correct.
At some point this season, he will be on an NFL field playing. Oh, wow, look who's out today. And I guess now he sort of is a man without a country now that Hub is done for the year with us. But Frank in Oak Park.
Oh, my God, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys. I was hearing before you were talking about that. Was it, is that the Zeta virus that makes the kids' heads small?
Zika.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a thing on BBC about that, and they had a reporter in Venezuela, a place where their public health infrastructure is collapsing a lot faster than Brazil's, because it's sort of like a true one-trick pony, like Chavez and Maduro forced out all the industries except oil and nationalized that, and now oil's at $30 a barrel, so they can't pay for anything.
Right.
So supposedly in... They talked to one doctor who was willing to talk. I mean, they're kind of be hush-hush about this, but there's supposedly like 140,000 cases of this in Venezuela. And because I guess the mosquitoes that carry this can go all the way, at least into the southern part of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's going to be a problem for the Olympics, but it's a much bigger potential bomb going off in the months and years to come.
Oh, correct. No, it is a world health emergency.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Phil Hirsch said that when we had him on too. They say, look, we're only talking about it for the moment in the context of these Olympics, but it is that's why the race is on to find some kind of cure. There's some terrific articles, Frank, being written. You know, one just posted at Slate a few minutes ago at Slate.com where they're talking about just how modern science is working overtime to try to get out ahead to create some kind of vaccine. But then that becomes complicated by the fact of how it affects pregnant women. And that's a completely different
exactly.
aspect than an otherwise healthy or uncompromised or uncomplicated person. So we're at the beginning of this, unfortunately.
Exactly. It's going to, I guess these vaccines... Don't they take, like, even on a fast track, aren't they like a year to develop or something?
Oh, more than that, and that's even if you're talking just FDA. I mean, even if the FDA says, yes, emergency fast track, sure, because trials take time.
Yeah.
It takes a while, Frank.
Yeah, it's scary stuff.
Really rough.
Thanks, Frank.
Take care, Frank.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 from the Score Update Studio.
Yo digo primero mañana. Yo digo primarily de yo quiero. ¿Cómo se dice? To be yourself in español. Sí, sí, es muy importante.
Can't understand a word.
Aquí en todo día ahora en el season. En todo día yo quiero. No quiero.
You can't mush words together like that.
What do you think I want? See, when it gets to that point, I can't really comprehend. But more than anything, I want our players to be themselves.
Part of what makes Cubs manager Joe Maddon a favorite with players, guys, is that right there, his ability to go the extra mile. Maddon actually has the Rosetta Stone Spanish edition.
He better get back to it, though. That dude needs a brush up.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the off season.
Still, I mean,
this is why you have spring training to get yourself ready for the regular season, right?
He's got to get his Espanol in some order there, real quick, like.
I mean, still better than us, right?
I could do better than that.
I don't think you can.
I think I probably could do better than that. That wasn't a real solid display of Espanol.
Well, maybe the question caught him off guard. Anyway, he does it as a way of promoting team unity.
Right.
off the field. It's that kind of day, guys. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has been firing away at the Ricketts family on Twitter.
He's not speaking any Spanish to anybody. He's building a damn wall. He's going to keep them all. He's going to keep Joe Maddon out just for knowing Spanish.
And they're going to pay for it,
mm-hmm.
he said. Now, this is going back to what he was saying about Cubs ownership here on Twitter earlier this morning. Quote, Donald Trump, quote, I hear the Ricketts family who own the Chicago Cubs are secretly spending dollars against me. They better be careful. They have a lot to hide. The Cubs are not commenting on that tweet. The White Sox have
also
signed...
Also have a lot to hide.
I'd just love to know what he thinks they have to hide.
Again,
just
Friday fun.
What do the Ricketts have to do? We'll produce the show. We got it.
Spanish thing, too.
All right, let's go to the South Side. White Sox have signed 37-year-old infielder Jimmy Rollins to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. Rollins was the National League MVP in 2007, hit .224 last year for the Dodgers. The Bulls and Blackhawks both off. Bulls host Washington on Wednesday, while the Hawks are home against Nashville Thursday. The Hawks reassigned forward Vincent Hinostroza to Rockford. Could be a sign that Marian Hossa is close to returning. The five-star auto show sales event is on at your Chicagoland Acura dealers. Get incredible show savings on every Acura model. Visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com and let the thrill begin. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
A little breaking news here, too. This according to the Tribune, and this is what you'll file under this as this under the rare case of the NHL getting something right. The Hawks' Michael Roosevelt will not face supplemental discipline from the NHL for his hit on the Minnesota Wild's Jason Zucker on Sunday. And all I can say is good. He shouldn't. I thought that the penalty itself was too harsh. It was unfortunate.
Well, it took him long enough for good. The one that had to hit that did deserve something, it took him long enough to get that one right, too.
Right. And you got a guy that can, you know, we swing a stick and take somebody's legs out and they don't do anything if there's no head trauma. And I thought that they'd probably do something here just so they could have some sort of PR effort regarding head trauma. But this is the right thing. It's his head hit the ice and he was out and he was hurt. And I thought it was a hockey play. I thought it was the unfortunate result of a hockey play. So I rarely say this, but good for the NHL making the right decision.
Well, every once in a while. It took long enough to figure the other one out.
But they almost always get it wrong when it comes to discipline, and it's just been the scale of arbitrary decisions based on the results and not necessarily the actions, but this looks like...
Yeah, the mighty NFL isn't much better.
Correct.
Not much better.
Brendan is next on the score. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, guys. You know, this is just a follow-up to the Zika thing. I was the Venezuela. The last caller referred to those 150,000 cases in Venezuela. In Venezuela, there's almost no microcephaly, so these traumatic birth defects, it's almost nil. And a group of doctors from Argentina and Brazil, not the government, but an independent doctor group, has been kind of sounding the alarm that they think it might be. The chemicals that was actually bought from a Monsanto affiliate.
That's a popular conspiracy theory that's making the rounds, and there's been absolutely no science to support that. None. Not a single test, not a single study. It sounds great, and you pull in the big villain in Monsanto to make everybody want to believe it, but there I have yet to see anything scientific about it.
That story has no legs.
I don't know. I mean, it was done by doctors, and
no,
there's been nothing.
It was just some wacky theory. Say, well, you know, there's a correlation here. If you look at where this has been used, this is where this is happening. But there's been it's been floated. There's been nothing scientific.
Maybe so. It's interesting.
No, I'm just saying there has not been.
Outside of those areas, though, there's no microcephaly in Venezuela, and then there's a lot of Zika. So anyway, it's a serious issue, and it needs a lot of scrutiny. I think that hopefully I just think we should be careful about, you know, panicking. It's a serious thing, but I think there is something.
The level of panic is because the World Health Organization has declared a world health emergency. This isn't being made up.
That is indeed time to panic, by the way. There's panic built right in when that happens.
Yeah, and people love the idea that, oh, look, it's the chemicals, the toxins, the evil chemicals from the giant chemical company, and that's what's doing it. But at this point, no one has offered any evidence that that's actually the case. It's the kind of thing that will get a lot of attention, and it'll be be extremely popular because people will want that to be the case.
Yep.
And if that is the case, I'll be happy to tell you that's the case. I don't have a dog in the fight. I just want to make sure that we're not panic peddling and saying that, look, it's the chemical that's actually causing the birth defects.
It's the chemical.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. This is The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island. Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
And check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. You can see how easy and convenient borrowing is through AvantOffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day, if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl? Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Be wise, be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise, be ready.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And we're talking to you at 312-644-6767. Boards of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Just whatever on your mind today. That's fine.
Yeah, I want to address this first. Anybody who heard our previous caller, it is really important that I read you this. And this is a website you should visit when you're concerned about such things. It's called the Center for Accountability and Science. And everything that guy just said about the doctors and the stuff and the chemical causing it is completely false.
Shock.
Totally false. Ignore everything that guy said. This is one of these classic social media problems here. The other one, I would follow Snopes.com and follow them on Twitter, because that's another one for debunking every next meme, every next thing some relative sends you. Or so, did you see this? That's almost every time it's a complete lie. So this, according to the Center for Accountability and Science, understandably, lots of us are worried about the possible link between the Zika virus and a reported increase in cases of microcephaly, the birth defect in which a baby's brain doesn't fully develop in the womb. Now, a group of doctors in Argentina claims these birth defects aren't actually caused by the mosquito-transmitted virus. Instead, these doctors, who call themselves physicians in crop-sprayed towns, claim a larvicide, specifically pyriproxifen, used to kill off mosquito eggs in the public water supply, is actually to blame. The report's been shared all over social media and received mainstream coverage by the London Telegraph and Tech Times. It is completely false. Doctors and scientists who have absolutely no ties to manufacturers or the chemical industry are speaking out against this bogus report. They quote here a neurotoxicologist and pharmacologist at the University of Adelaide saying a person would have to drink over 1,000 liters of pyriproxifen-treated water every day to feel any negative effects. And Brazil's Ministry of Health said, unlike the relationship between the Zika virus and microcephaly, which has had its confirmation attested in tests that indicated the presence of the virus in samples of blood tissue and amniotic fluid, the association between the use of pyriproxifen and microcephaly has no scientific basis. And it goes on and on and on with more quotes. And also, Monsanto is not involved in the manufacture of pyriproxifen, which has been approved by the World Health Organization for mosquito control in many countries around the world. It is a clear-cut case of how viral information can have very real public health consequences, because larvicides are an important part of mosquito control efforts. This is sort of like what happened with vaccines and what happened to, because of the Dr. Wakefield, the former Dr. Wakefield, that now vaccines have become more expensive to ship around the world and to be kept viable because people have made bogus claims about lead levels in MMR vaccines and other vaccines, and it has been a scourge. So don't let it happen with this. It troubles me, and I told him that. He's like, well, I don't know. They say they're doctors.
I didn't believe what he said.
Yeah, you just don't do that.
There's some that you just don't believe what he said. So that's he was one of them. Some you do. Some you go, okay, maybe something there, but nothing there. Nothing there.
We're Boys and Bernstein, and our phone number is 312-644-6767. Terry's back. He's been gone 2 weeks. So you've had 2 weeks to observe the sports scene.
Oh my God! Well, yeah. Don't count the first week. The first week was observing little or nothing. That was not pleasant. It's not pleasant now, actually, but that was not pleasant. That is not there was no observing there. So give me a week of it. I got a week of observing the sports scene,
and
I found nothing. I was looking. I was trying to catch up on a little college basketball, right? Because it's sort of a really goofy season. There's no really dominant team, and everybody's just sort of guessing about this team and that team and every other team. And I didn't see a damn thing. I watched them all. Every one of them. I was in North Carolina, Oklahoma, all of them that are, you know, sort of been there. I even watched your precious Dukies.
They're annoying.
Beat North Carolina, actually.
They're as annoying as ever.
Oh my God, are they ever? Oh good God. It's like, maybe, I'm thinking sometimes when I'm watching this, maybe it's just me, maybe it's because I hate them so much, but oh my God, it's so difficult. It is so difficult. And I watch a little Big Ten, and I kind of think the Big Ten is not a sleeper when you have the teams ahead, but the Big Ten might be better than you think, despite some of the teams that are in it, if that makes sense to you.
Right.
Because the top of the Big Ten
this year
might be, yeah, this year.
There is no way to, if you're a gambler, what I'm saying is, if you're a good gambler,
yeah,
and you want to find a value pick for the Final Four, if you think you've done, this is a year to be a good scout, because I have no idea.
I don't either. I don't either. I you know, I know people like Maryland, but I keep thinking, well, you're forgetting somebody in the Big Ten who's perennially like a pain in the ass about this time of the year.
Michigan State.
Probably soon be again, yeah. One of the better players I'd seen was Denzel Valentine. So, I mean, I think there's a...
That's another guy who I'm still kind of lukewarm on as a pro.
Yeah. I didn't say he's a pro. I'm just saying, as a college guy, he's a terrific player. But I agree. I think, here's what's tough. We were talking about Buddy Hield before during the transition that, I don't know about guys who've been around college 4 years. What should I take away from that?
That he hasn't
prodigy?
Been, he hasn't been good enough.
Right.
Or he has made some sort of change to his game, whether it's a late growth spurt or a newfound ability. But that's how I feel. I think he can score, so he'll have a job. But there isn't any one thing where I say, oh, wow, this is, you get your hands on that.
I mean, last year we had the big guys. We had the big fellas who you thought were probably going to be NBA-style players, and they are. And the second player taken was D'Angelo Russell?
Yep.
Is that who was in between the big men?
I believe that's the case. And he's fine. He's a decent third guard. I think that's what Jason called him during transition, that he's a rotation guard, a Jamal Crawford, a Lou Williams. But I don't know that anything they saw from him say, well, he can really pass the ball, that this is one of your outstanding, typical new NBA lead guards. Not yet. However, there's a caveat. Anybody on that team, anybody on a team where Kobe Bryant is being allowed to run roughshod over all strategic decisions and personnel decisions, that let's at least see what his role is going to be when they decide when they're actually going to do something.
Yeah, when they actually decide they want to play again to win. So, yeah, it's difficult to watch him and not think, okay, do I want him or do I want Okafor if I'm the Lakers? And I look at the Lakers' bigs. And I go, oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord, there's a lot of bad gathered. And I mean, maybe he wouldn't have helped you big, long term. I don't know. But I mean, if I'm looking to help myself, and I realize it's not necessarily that kind of league anymore. Not that kind of league. It's a smaller guys league these days. It's kind of a, things have changed. I still don't know. And I'm not gonna judge D'Angelo Russell based on this, because that's what he is. He's just a little pawn to get the ball to Kobe, and I mean do his other things. They've had trouble with him in terms of like how they want him to play. They have. There have been wars with him about a lot of things he's done on the court. Now I don't know specifically if it's because of the Kobe stuff or what it's because of, but he's definitely a guy of mind of his own when it comes to playing basketball.
And the Lakers are always fancy themselves a free agent destination because they're the Lakers.
Oh, everybody's going there next year. Are you kidding me?
Probably not. Not if Durant goes to Golden State. Then then you might as, and that's a very real possibility. And then everybody's out of the basketball business for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, you're in kind of trouble, aren't you? That's kind of troubling. But others say, I've seen others say in the last couple of weeks, that Durant has never mentioned Golden State. Never talks about any of them. So how do you know? How are you guessing that? I mean, what basis of fact is there other than that it sounds great? It sounds great. But then the same guy, some basketball people have already asked the question as well. The way they play, the way the Warriors play, and as well as they play together, do you really need him? As great as Durant is, do you really need him?
I will always say, how do you define need?
Well, I mean, you don't need him to win a title because you're going to win two in a row here.
But you take him anyway. Why wouldn't you? You've got all the money. There's no real cap.
You got the money.
There's no cap.
Well, because I don't want to screw up what I have.
Okay.
I'm not sure I want to mess with it. I mean, let's see. It'll play itself out. There's a lot of season left. But let me see if I really want to do that. Because look, when he gets there, things are different. He lands in your lap, things are different. Now, if it's the Bulls, great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for that. Let's make things different.
I don't think it's going to be the Bulls.
No, I don't think so either.
I'd love that, because then we'd have a reason to watch and care again.
Mm-hmm. But you don't and you won't.
As hey, the re-signing of Pau Gasol then
you're jacked.
Then you're rolling. All right, he's 36.
You know what he is? He's a double-double machine.
He wants to play when he wants to play. He does. I mean, look, especially against the Lakers, when you
he does what he does. He's
when he's calling mouse in the house, and he's got a guy on him 6 inches shorter. He certainly knows what to do.
He knows what to do. Yeah, I mean, and he likes that.
And people still give him the open 19-footer at the top of the key.
They do.
I cannot figure out. Has everyone lost their televisions? That's his favorite shot, and nobody runs him off it. So you go, yeah, give him that. You take that. What are you doing? What is it? Who's coaching these guys? It's every night. He gets three of those. They leave him open for that shot.
My guess would be, even on the bad teams, that's probably brought up to opponents, and they probably choose to ignore it.
Why are you ignoring that? That's his pet shot.
I think this brought up to them. I just don't think the players. Okay,
it's like handing him a free throw that counts double. He makes it all the time. What have you been watching to say? Oh yeah. Oh, they're going to beat me. He's going to beat me doing that. Well, yes, he is. Fine. He's very, very happy. Gracias. Now, after the top of the hour, when we're talking about the Jimmy Rollins signing, we're going to look at the Rollins signing in context and where it fits. We have someone has been kind enough to compile the entire list of above average to Hall of Fame players elsewhere who played at most two full consecutive seasons with the modern White Sox. And we will go through this list.
I don't think this is going to go well.
Well,
I'm sensing trouble.
But I've got the list for you. That's next on The Score.
Go to 670thescore.com for the latest exclusive digital content from The Score. Podcasts and show audio on demand. 670thescore.com. Read what's hot in Chicago sports from our 670thescore.com columnists. Exclusive Score content focusing on your favorite team.
The Chicago sports digitized.
It all starts at 670thescore.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time. Send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call Next Wave Funding. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a high approval rate for existing businesses and cash for many purposes. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone. But call 1-800-432-8130. That's 1-800-432-8130. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $500,000 with no app or upfront fees. Funding based on your business, not your credit score. Plus, approvals in 2 hours and funds in 24 to 72 hours. Call Next Wave Funding today at 1-800-432-8130. That's 1-800-432-8130. This is by far the easiest and best funding available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-8130.
Terry Boers here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And once again, Maddie, we are the bearer of good tidings because Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale is on right now.
That's right, CB, and it's a sale so big it happens just twice a year. You guys know Mattress Firm are very good friends. They are America's number one mattress retailer and also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. It's the one that Terry and I sleep on together.
We do.
Every night before we come in here to work. and do a fantastic sports talk show.
And besides that, you get like a savings up to $300 store-wide. How about this? You get twin firm mattresses for as low as $59.99 or queen mattress sets for as low as $199.99. Buy now and save up to $300 on the most popular Tempur-Pedic mattress set. That's one Matt and I like. Before the prices go up this Monday.
Yeah, and Terry and I used to sleep on a twin mattress before Terry got his last raise, and now we're up to a queen.
We're up to a queen.
Hopefully a king before the year is over.
Well, I don't know if I want to get rid of the queen to go to the king.
Why,
are you talking about the size of the mattress or just...
or you're the person that sleeps with you. Plus, right. You can pay no money down and no interest for 4 full years. Mattress Firm guarantees you'll sleep happy on your new mattress or your money back. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. You can call 800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms that Terry's mentioned before. So hurry into Mattress Firm today. It's their semi-annual sale. You can save up to $300 store-wide. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and TB. Sleep happy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the federal